Whatever you do for Father's Day, you'll have a better time than a certain prominent West Coast couple. Commentator Judy Muller describes a Father's Day gift gone horribly wrong.
It requires just the right combination of things to make us laugh at someone else's misfortune. Apparently, the recent attack on a San Francisco journalist by a ferocious reptile qualifies, because Californians have been laughing about it all week, laughing hard. Granted, in this summer of blackouts, we may be desperate enough to laugh at anything, but I'd have to say this story would probably clear the bar under any circumstances. In case you haven't heard the story, Phil Bronstein, the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle and handsome husband of actress Sharon Stone, went on a private tour of the Los Angeles Zoo last weekend as part of a pre-Father's Day treat planned by Stone. The highlight was to be a visit to the enclosure of a Komodo dragon, a 55-pound lizard. Once inside the enclosure, the lizard's keeper suggested Bronstein take off his white tennis shoes and socks because the dragon is partial to eating white mice. Standing next to the dragon in his bare feet, his bare white feet, Bronstein was posing for a photo when, wham, the lizard snapped onto his left foot, crushing the big toe and tearing two tendons. Bronstein pried the dragon's jaws open and made good his escape. At least that's how he tells it. After reconstructive surgery, his left leg is in a cast halfway up the calf. Certainly no laughing matter. So, of course, it took approximately 1 nanosecond for the jokes to begin. San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who's often been the target of investigative stories in the Chronicle, said, "I only wish the person who suggested Mr. Bronstein remove his shoes had advised him to go in naked." And the rival newspaper, The Examiner, carried the story on 3 separate pages with the headline, "Dragon Attacks Editor, Mistakes His Foot for a Rat." Readers worried less about the health of the editor than that of the 7-foot-long dragon. "Whose bright idea was it," wrote one, "to remove the white shoes from the white feet of a white man in the hopes of not confusing a nearsighted, simple-minded, ravenously hungry lizard?" Clearly, this is no less than reptile Rashomon. Did Sharon Stone have an ulterior motive for sending her hubby into a small enclosure with an aggressive lizard known to kill even its own species? Would the story be nearly as funny if it didn't involve the prettiest couple in San Francisco and one of the ugliest reptiles on the planet? The type of animal matters, both predator and prey. Years ago, when a pet boa constrictor in L.A. swallowed a chihuahua under amusing circumstances, I suggested that the story would not be funny if the victim had been a cute cocker spaniel puppy, thus incurring the wrath of chihuahua lovers everywhere, all 3 of them. In this story, the chihuahua is a journalist. In other words, fair game.
The comments of Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent and author of Now This.